Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show, guys. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about today. On today's show, we're going to be joined by City of Gastonia Councilman Robert Kellogg, and he's going to talk about some events that he has going on in the Gastonia area in reference to some of the things that have been going on in the past month in the Gastonia area that is not anything that we should all be proud of. But he has the plan. And I'm really, really eager to hear what is going to happen when he takes the stage, so to speak, not literally, but when he takes the stage and see what's going on. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, guys, go get your tickets for Dre Lay and The Gift. July 30th at the Little Theater Gastonia, they will have a concert. The Gift has released one song. I'm going to play another song on the show today on his upcoming project, his first album, his first volume session. I'm so excited for him. I'm so happy for him. I'm so proud of him, not only because he's my son, but because he's very gifted. And him and Dre Lay will actually be on the show this week. So you will get to know them. You'll get to know who they are and what they stand for. I see you here. you get to know who he is and what he stands for and the vision that he's going. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about some things that's going on in our community, y'all. Right now, I think it's time that we pump the brakes. I'm saying this with everything I have that is loving inside me. We got to pump the brakes on how we treating even one another right now. Right now, we're not treating one another the right way. And we want people to think that we are doing the right thing, and we're not doing the right thing. Those facades that we put on or that's being put on in the community, trust me, they will always get found out. And with this being such a close election season right now, it's time for people to start really sticking up for what they say they are about and stop just selling wolf tickets. That's how I call it. You're selling wolf tickets. Stop selling wolf tickets and be about, if you're going to be about the community, be about the community. If you're going to be about yourself, be about yourself, but be honest about it. Don't try to play people just because you want, there's an agenda you trying to get out in the forefront. And I keep telling everyone, when it comes time to vote, you make sure that they have your agenda. Quit putting people in places of power that don't have your agenda. That's all I'm going to say on that, because this is not going to be a political show today. But we're going to talk about some things, and it's probably going to be some people that's mad at me, but it's okay. I get people mad at me all the time when I come on this show, but I don't do things to make people mad at me. I try to do things to bring us together. And sometimes when you extend an olive branch and they don't want to acknowledge that olive branch, they want to continue the strife and the mischief and all the ridiculousness that happens when it comes to being that person, then there's nothing you can do. There's not one thing you can do. So make sure that when you are doing the things that you say you want to do for your community, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a music video, whether it's a book, whether it's whatever, if you say you're doing it for your community, then act like it. Stop acting like it's about you all the time. Stop acting like you're trying to get to the next level before the next person do. That's ridiculous. That's kiddie stuff to me. And we got some people out here that's doing that. I tell you guys this all the time, and I'm going to stop telling you because I shouldn't have to tell you. I ain't in competition with nobody. Matter of fact, whoever's out there doing what I do, kudos to you. We need more platforms. We need different angles. We need different angles to get to the people, to get to the community, to keep the community informed. Now, it's one thing if you're keeping the community informed, but there's another thing if you're just trying to just be ridiculously clout-ful. Now, ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that because we need to progress, not regress, y'all. I mean, at some point in time, we got to get it right. All right? Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, you give me fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got a fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Well, Romeo loved Juliet, and Juliet felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, "Oh, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou give us fever." Without blaming you, fever. Oh, I'm a fire. Fever, I burn for food. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Oh, daddy, daddy, don't you dare. He gives me the fever with his kiss."
Trying. What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. For those of you just joining us, we will be joined momentarily by none other than the City of Gastonia's councilman, one of the councilmen, Mr. Robert Kellogg. And we're going to talk about some things that's been going on in Gastonia. And we're going to talk about his remedy or a part of the solution that he's going to be putting in place this week. And I think it's a wonderful idea, and I think it should be done. And I think it should be done by some of our cornerstones who are being silent, but it's okay. It only takes one person to be able to make something positive happen. Also, want you guys to go get your tickets for the Drelay and The Gift. They will be performing at the Little Theater Gastonia July 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. Gates open at 6:30, and the tickets are on sale right now. You can go on the website on James J. Radio. You can go on Live in the Day with J. Radio Facebook page, and you can click on the link and go to the Little – you can even go to the Little Theater Gastonia's webpage, click on the link, and purchase your ticket there, choose your seat, and all that good stuff. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a fun show, the first of many that is getting ready to happen. And like I was just talking to my folks on Facebook, I was letting them know that there will be a Battle of the Bands in Gastonia. So if you are a band and you want to claim that title as the baddest band in the area, inside or out, you can, there's a $40 entry fee. There is a trophy. There's going to be a trophy. There's going to be a $250 cash prize. There's also, it's not going to be anything rigged or nothing like that. We're going to have three professional judges that are going to be judging the show, and they're going to help, or they're going to determine who wins. So the winner will get a big trophy, and there will be a $250 cash prize, and that could go up. That cash prize could go up. Could. I don't know yet, but it could. And you will have the bragging rights. And, I mean, that's what it's all about. And we're going to make that an annual thing to where every year we're going to have that. But there's going to be more to come on that. But if you're interested, please inbox me. You can go to James J. Radio, and you can inbox me, or you can go Live in the Day with J. Radio. Facebook page, inbox me, or you could go to jradioshow1@gmail.com and send me an email. Let me know that you're interested, and I'll reach back out to you. But it is happening. So those are two quick things. Now, I'm not going to tell you the other dates for The Gift and Drelay, because there's more dates, and there's more places, and there's more things that's going on, because they got a lot going on right now. And it's getting ready to be very, very exciting times for them. Also, the other day we had on the show, we had my other son, the Gaming Raptor, and we talked about what's going on with him, and we're in the midst of putting together the first ever gaming conference here in Gastonia, and it's going to be hosted by the Gaming Raptor, and I will let you know pretty soon what that is going to be all about. So we got a lot of great stuff going on, and we got a lot of good things that I think that is going to put some positive swing on the area, the surrounding area, and some of the people in the surrounding area, because we need that. You know, I was thinking, I seen something last night. I'm going to share this with you real quick before we bring our first guest on. I seen something last night that was really, really interesting. And it come from the most obscure places. I was watching a TV show. I ain't going to tell you the TV show because they be tripping on this show. But I was watching a TV show. And one of the people that were on the TV show was talking about forgiveness. I was talking about how strong forgiveness is. I was talking about how strong, well, they were talking about how strong forgiveness affects you. I thought about how strong forgiveness is. They made the statement. They said, if you are waiting for someone to apologize for something that they've done to you, then you're hurting yourself. You're stunting your growth, because sometimes the people that have done things to you are in complete denial and refuse to apologize. And if you sit and you wait on them to apologize or give you an apology that you feel like you deserve, then you're stunting your growth and you're at a standstill and you're stagnant, and that's where you're going to be. And so the best thing to do is to just move on. If they forgive you, or if they offer you the apology that you feel you deserve, if not, move on. Because that apology is going to come back to them one way or the other. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, wow. I said, that's very, very interesting. I said, because when people wrong you, when people wrong you, and they don't give you the apology that they know they deserve to give you or that you deserve, they instantly become the victim. And being the victim is not a good thing all the time. Sometimes you got to be man enough or woman enough to say, hey, I was wrong. I have done it. I have done it, and I will still do it. There's been times where I feel like, yeah, but I didn't handle that right. And I go back and I try to give an olive branch or extend an olive branch. But when you extend the olive branch and they smack it away and all they want to do is gossip and talk and be ridiculous in their approach of communication, walk away from that. Walk away from that. Because there's nothing good going to come of it. There's nothing good going to come of it. And what we don't need, especially if it's someone that you see on a regular basis and you live near them or whatever the case may be, you don't want that in your community. You don't want to be sitting up arguing with somebody over something senseless. You don't want to be in competition with nobody over something senseless. I told y'all I wasn't going to say again that I'm not in competition nobody, because I don't have to say it again. I'm not going to say it no more. But if you feel you in competition with me, then so be it. Be in competition. That's child's play. I'm not going to do that. There is a bigger picture. We have people hurting in our communities. We have young people that are not getting the things that they need to get to be successful in our communities. We have schools that are not doing what they should be doing in our communities. We have employers who are not treating their employees the right way in our communities. We have communities that are in shambles. And you want to worry about who's doing what? Go sit down. Go sit down. Now, my first guest, guys, I have had this gentleman on my show. And every time I have him on the show, there is a new gem that I have gotten from him. And this time, I can't wait to talk about what he has planned for the Gastonia area. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on to the show City of Gastonia Councilman Robert Kellogg. Mr. Kellogg, you with us?
I am. How are you?
Welcome to the show. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I'm so glad. I really enjoy the times that we get to talk on the show. It's been a while, though, but I get it. I know you're busy. I know a lot of things going on. So tell the good people who have been under a rock who you are, and we'll talk about what's going on.
Sure. First, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, we go way back. We've been
yes,
friends and partners and colleagues and
yes.
co-organizers for years. So I really
yes.
do appreciate everything you do in the community. It's really welcome.
Thank you.
On the city council. I have I've been a member of the city council now for 7 years, and just loving it. You know, I love living here, love working here, love being on the city council. So I spend most of my time just trying to figure out ways to help our community and to be with the good people here in Gastonia. So
right.
That's my life.
I get it. Now, I know we've had like some really trying times the last couple of months in the area. And I know that there needs to be a call for some unification. What do we need to do, Robert?
Well, you're right. You know, our city, and not just our city, you know, I think it's everywhere. There is a post-COVID, and I hate to say post-COVID because it's still out there and people are still, you know, getting sick and still being affected by it, but we're learning to live with it. You know, we're going to work, we're going to school, but there's this sense of division, a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion, and our communities are hurting here in Gastonia. You know, we have a challenge with mental health. We have a challenge with substance use disorder. We have a challenge with homelessness. We have a challenge with affordable housing. We have a challenge with violence in our communities and all kinds of political and social unrest.
Mm.
And as I say that, still one of the best places you could ever want to live. I really believe that, or I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's indicative of a bigger picture of what's happening all across America. But, you know, you and I talk so often, we can't change what's happening, you know, in Washington or Raleigh or anywhere else, but we can make a difference right here in our own community. So that's what we're doing.
That's right. Now, you have an event coming up pretty soon, a couple of events, don't you?
I do. I have a town hall style community meeting coming up Thursday night. So Thursday mm-hmm. night at 6:00 right here in Gastonia at New Hope Baptist Church. Anybody in the community is welcome to attend. We're going to be really looking at a couple different areas and having some experts there to give us information and kind of lead us through a discussion. And that first area is going to be the opioid crisis and an update, you know, on substance use disorder. The second one is going to be public safety and mental health. And the third one is going to be a kind of an open question and answer session with constituency services. So if anybody has a question or a concern about their trash or city water or utilities or anything related to the city, you're more than welcome to come and you know, ask a question, and we'll try to get some of those answers and concerns answered for you.
Now, will you be the only council person there?
I've invited the others. I think, and to be honest, I think there's a couple other council members who are also on that night doing an event. So I was not aware of that. So we've all, you know, several of us have decided to do an event on the same evening. But certainly
okay.
any council members, any elected officials are more than welcome to be there.
Now, with this town hall, what do you really expect the temperature to be in there? Do you think it'll be an inviting, cool temperature, or do you expect it to be a little heaty?
You know, this is not my first time doing this type of event. You know, from the moment I became an elected official, I thought it was important and really beneficial to share information. So I've been doing this for years now. And every time I do an event, It's very respectful. A lot of give and take, you know, people listening, people asking questions. I always have professionals there so that the information is not just hearsay or what somebody
said,
but it's based on data and science, and it comes from an expert. So that really helps, you know, and just to have an order, you know, there's a sense of order. There'll be a moderator. So, I expect it to be a great conversation. I expect there may be some passionate questions, but that's okay. We live in a world that has a lot of challenges, and I don't blame anybody for being passionate about their lives or their community.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, the second event is probably going to be full of passion, and there's going to be lots of atmospheric combatants in the air there. Tell us a little bit more about that event you have on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we will be having a walk for peace and love. So it's really just a walk to kind of bring solidarity to our community. Clergy members, anybody in a civic organization, families, friends, anybody from the community is welcome to come and join us at in front of First United Methodist Church. And from there, we'll walk to the Gastonia City Police Department, where they have a memorial park. And we'll be talking a little bit about some of the challenges in our community, ways that we can come together, things that we can do to help one another. And certainly the clergy will be there to offer, you know, some of their support and some of their ideas. But it's really a visual sign of, for lack of a better term, unity in the community. I know that's used a lot, but really that's what we're hoping for, is to just show unity, that we care about this community, we care about the people who live here, and we want to see it continue to be a great place to live.
Now, just so everyone would know, this is not by any means a political event, correct?
Yeah, absolutely correct. I know it's kind of a oxymoron because it's an elected official and some other folks, some other people in the clergy community who are putting it together, but it really isn't meant to be political. It's meant to be a just a visual walk in the community, just a way to say, hey, we're here, we care, and we want to help one another.
Do you think that this is going to be a great foundation to build upon, to make things a little bit more open and make people a little bit more open to work with one another here in Gastonia?
I do. You know, I really hope so. I think we need a little bit more transparency, a little bit more cooperation. I think we need to bring down those barriers that keep us separated. And part of, you know, the challenge of COVID is that we were so separated. We were, you know, we're just now getting back to the point where we're doing things together, and we need to feel a sense of unity, that we all own a piece of Gastonia, that this isn't somebody else's town, it isn't somebody else's challenge or somebody else's problem or even somebody else's success. We're all in it together, and we have to own that. And I hope that people go away from both of these events just realizing that, hey, we have a great place that we live in, filled with wonderful people. Oh my gosh, the people here are what really make this city good people. But we have challenges, you know, just like any other place. And if we pretend those challenges aren't there, or if we try to bury our heads in the sand because we don't want to deal with them, well, that's where the problem really takes hold and takes flight. So we don't want to see that. We want to work on our challenges. We want to celebrate our victories. We want to come together as a community, and we just want to know that we're there for one another. And I think that's really what both of these events are all about.
Yeah, and you said something that was really important. You said we want to celebrate our victories. Why are we not doing that enough around here?
You know, I think it's again, I think it's indicative of what's happened on a larger scale over the past couple of years. You know, mm-hmm. I think the bad news sells. You know, the trauma and the, you know, the division and all of the bad things we see and hear on the national and state level and even the local level, we don't take time to get to know one another and to celebrate each other and to celebrate the good things. And I hope that these community events, we will be able to do that, and especially at least get to know each other a little bit better, because I really think that is the catalyst for solving any of our challenges, is for us to get to know each other and to understand one another and to start to work together.
I agree. I totally agree. I think that, you know, at this point in time, we are going to have to, put the mental weaponry down, and we're going to have to open ourselves up to really understanding peace. I don't know if some of the people who say they want peace understand what peace really is. And if you can't be at peace with yourself, then how can you bring peace to someone else? And I think that is the first thing we have to realize, is everything's not a con. Everything is not aha, I got you moment. We need some real help in this area. You know, I know people might think, well, it's not as bad as you're saying, but in actuality, yeah, the mindset is pretty bad here. And we have to change the mindset, because it hadn't always been like that. It's been there, but not like this. You know, people just don't want to help one another right now.
We do. We need to stop throwing stones and start holding hands and helping each other.
I literally just got through saying that. We got so many people throwing stones and hiding their hands, it don't make any sense. And we all know you're throwing the stones. So stop.
Yep. And there's no time for egos. Not in the world we live in. You know, the egos and the, you know, people who want to blame one another and take credit, and all of that has to be tossed to the side, and we all have to just dig in our heels and get to work.
I agree. Now, what do you want to lead to? After this happens, then what? What do you want this to lead to?
Well, I've been working with some other professionals, because I really believe that some of the conversations and some of the topics that really need to be discussed and really gotten into on a deeper level in order to bring understanding and healing and a sense of moving forward, those things have to take place in a safe space and with very well-intentioned, well-trained individuals. So I'm in the process of trying to work that out so that we will eventually have some other public opportunities to come together and really dig into some of these areas and challenges we have, and hopefully come away from them, first of all, understanding that we're all in this together, that it's our community. We have to take ownership of it. And if there's going to be any moving forward, then we have to really work together. And I think that's what's been lacking in the past couple of years is a sense of community, and that's really what we need to get back to, a sense of community and working on the challenges we have. So I'm hoping that these two events become a catalyst for smaller, more intimate conversations that lead to direct and purposeful action that really leads to bringing our community back together.
Why are you so involved in the community?
Did you ask why am I so involved?
why are you so involved in the community? Trust me, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's very refreshing.
It goes beyond being an elected official, because anybody, you know, I shouldn't say anybody can be elected, but if you're lucky or blessed enough to be elected, You don't have to be as involved as some people are. But first of all, I think it comes with a sense of obligation. I feel that part of the job of being elected is that you should inform people, you should be passionate, you should help to educate the issues, and you should help to bring people together. But second of all, I live here. I live in this community. I care for the people that live here. I know some of the challenges that some of the families and people that live here face, and I can relate to some. You know, I know what it's like to struggle and to have challenges to overcome. And most of us probably do, but from my own challenges, I feel a sense of needing to help others. And I think if we share that, if we share our common experiences and we share our successes to help others, I think it strengthens all of us. And that's really, it's really what it's all about.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, I think it's so refreshing that your passion and your love for fellow Gastonians and just people in general, it's so refreshing that there's someone out there that doesn't see people needing help as a judgment type of call. It's judgment free with you, and that's what I've always loved about you. Everything's judgment free, and you try to give people a benefit of doubt till they show you different, just like everyone else. And
right.
I really hope that what you're doing is going to light a fire under the cornerstones, whatever they are, the cornerstones of every community, and get them active again, because that's the only way this is going to happen and be successful is if everyone do their part. Everyone has to do their part. You know, it's just not all up to, you know, the councilman, the mayor's office, or the police office or fireman's office. It's not just all up to you guys. We have a very big job to do as people in the community, as leaders in the community, and, you know, and as spiritual leaders of the community. We have a job to do, too, that needs to be met in order in conjunction with what you're doing. And if it is met, then that is just more artillery to fight what is what we're combating in our community, which is all of those things that you named. You know, people don't really take, you know, the time to really look at what's really hurting our communities. And those are some of the main things that you named earlier that are hurting our community. So, you know, as always, man, kudos to you. I just think the work that you do outside of whatever you do for the city is just absolutely wonderful, you know, and I just don't know how anyone could not acknowledge that.
And you know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things. I think the challenge we have is to tell those stories so that everybody knows what's going on and who's doing it and how they can get involved.
And then you start talking about, then that's when you'll start seeing the camaraderie come together. And that's what needs to happen. There has to be some camaraderie at some point in time in order for this to even penetrate the problems that we're facing in our communities and in our county, in our city, whatever the case may be. We have to come together. You're right. You're 100% right on that.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. So those two dates again, if you don't mind giving them to the listeners.
Sure. Thursday night at 6 o'clock, New Hope Baptist Church, right here in Gastonia. There will be a community gathering with myself and several others, City Police Chief Travis Britton, County Police Chief Joe Ramey, Gastonia Fire Chief Phil Welch, Lawyer Holden Clark, the Gaston County DA, mental health professional Reese Barnett, and others. We'll all be there Thursday night to talk about some of the challenges we have here in Gastonia, and the public is more than welcome to be there. It'll be a safe space with a well-organized event. where you'll be able to ask questions and hopefully get those answers. And then Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, there'll be a group of us. Anybody's welcome to attend meeting at First United Methodist Church for a walk for peace and love. And we'll be walking a short distance over to the Gastonia Police Department Memorial Park, where we'll have a brief discussion about our community, how we can help one another, and what we can do to make it better. So it's a non-political event, no political signs, but any other signs that bring attention to love and peace and unity and trying to help one another, those are all welcome. And again, everybody's welcome, and I hope we'll hope to see you there.
Oh man, that sounds great, Robert. I can't wait for that to happen. I just think that you do a wonderful job, man, and I appreciate you coming on the show. You know, you have this platform. I've told you that before, and you do. You have this platform whenever you need it, whenever you need to get the word out about what's going on, or whenever you just need to talk to the community, you have the platform. So I just want you to continue to know that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you do. You know, it takes a community, so we're all in it together.
That's right. I appreciate you, man. Once again, Robert Kellogg, y'all, we will definitely connect off the air because there's some things I need to talk to you about, but we'll connect.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Robert. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, I'm telling you, you want to be involved. What's up, Jamar? My brother, I haven't spoke to you so long. I'm sorry, y'all. Just seen a brother that was on the Facebook, and he said hello. And I've been thinking about you, man. But we'll talk. Number to call is 515-602-9653. I think you guys are really, really, really going to get a big benefit out of what's getting ready to happen in the Gastonia area. You know, it has to be peace and unity. It has to be. If we don't do what we need to do to get some peace and some unity together, then what are we doing? What are we running around here popping our chest and our collars for if we're not doing what we need to do for our young people? It ain't all about each individual person all the time. It's about what we want to do for our younger generation. 515-602-9653. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show, guys. Number to call 515-602-9653. What's happening, fam? The number again is 515-602-9653. Don't forget to go get your tickets for the Drelay and the Gift, which will be performing at the Little Theater Gastonia July the 30th. Showtime 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30. The tickets are only $8 to $10 a piece. That's all, guys. You can go on the website of Little Theater Gastonia and you can purchase your tickets there and choose your seat. Or you can go to Live in the Day with Jay Facebook page or James J Radio Facebook page. Click on the link and it'll take you to, subsequently, it will take you to the Little Theater Gastonia and you will be able to purchase your ticket. Or you can purchase your ticket at the gate, whichever you want to do. But I suggest you get your tickets because they are going pretty fast, faster than what I imagined they would go. So it is going to be a great, great show. It's going to be a packed show. It is going to be a show full of surprises. And I hope that you guys really enjoy because it's the first of many shows that they're going to do at that location. And we got some more surprises for you this year. In the next couple of months, we got some more surprises for you the next couple of weeks. So just stay tuned because things are happening. Things are happening. And I'm not one to get on here and pop my collar or nothing. I just let you see what happens when it happens. And these are very good things. These are celebratory things of two young artists that are making some noise. They're making some noise in the area. And so I want you guys to really, truly make sure that you support them. And I have thus far seen the support that you're giving them. And I am really overwhelmed with the support that you're giving them. Continue, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I want to play something. I want to play something because we talk about energy. I talk about energy all the time. And on my my life coaching, I talk about energy and how you can control that energy and how you can make that energy do the things that it needs to do for you and how negative energy can be just a hindrance. And some people are so attached to negative energy, they don't even know it. They don't even know that they have so much negative energy in their aura, but they want to give it to everyone. And you have to be ready to combat that negative energy because it's out there. But I want this is another one of Steve Harvey's motivational talks. But I want you to listen to what he says. Very, very, very smart brother. But I want you to listen to what he says about your energy matters, okay?
Well, I don't need, you know, I'm in the want facet of my life. It's the difference between needing something and wanting something, you know, but God does give you the desires of your heart. You have every right to want something. I mean, look, it's people that's not good people that get stuff they want. If you're a good person, why shouldn't you get what you want, you know? But you got to have a vision board. You got to, if you don't have a vision board, if you're not writing these things down, the probability of it happening is lessened because you're actually going against the law of attraction and the way that God set the system up. The law of attraction really does work. It's a very simple process. If you go in the house and you have a remote and you point that remote at the TV and you press the on switch, guess what you expect to happen? You expect the TV to come on. Well, guess what happens? The TV comes on. It's just because you pointed a remote at it and it sent a signal. And what the signal has to get a return. So if you want to watch HBO on this channel 500, you press 500 and you press select. You don't even think about it. You expect HBO to be on the TV. And guess what comes on the TV? HBO. You know where they got that from? They got that from the Bible. The Bible says a man is as he thinks. So how you are, the energy that you project from your mind is what you get. And so that's why the law of attraction works that way. It's because whatever you project,
here we go,
signal, that's the return.
Here we go. You project negativity, you get negativity.
The difference between successful people and non-successful people is what goes on in between here. That's it. They're not smarter than you. God don't love them more than he loves you.
That's right.
It's just that they thought themselves into a different position. And that's all. You have to master this. You know, I have no education. I'm not really like a school book dude. I'm not really smart. I don't know a lot. But you can't out-dream. You can't out-grind. You can't out. So if you grab that concept, folks, it changes your life. So you got to start writing down everything you want and projecting it out into the universe, because that's the law of attraction. That's how it works. You are your greatest remote control. Whatever you press, that has to return. If you want more people to smile at you, all you got to do is start smiling at more people. It's just, man. You want more people to shake your hand, you got to stick your hand out to more people. Everybody ain't going to shake it, but a whole lot of people will.
That's right.
That's the law of attraction. You think rich, you get rich. You think poor, you become poor. You think all men are dogs, you're going to meet all of them. You're going to meet all of them. Just quit tripping. It's what you project. I'm telling you, man, that's the game. If you can get that, folks, change your whole life.
I hope somebody that's listening to this show, if not all of y'all, can understand that. What you project is what you get in return. If all you do is spit negativity, then you're going to get negativity in return. If all you do is try to uplift people, then you're going to get positive vibes and energy back. And it's going to propel you to keep going. It's simple. Simple science. Simple logic. It's simple. So why do we have so many people who continues to spit negative energy everywhere? I don't understand that. I need for you guys to definitely go and participate in both of the events that Councilman Kellogg has going on Thursday and on Saturday, the morning of Saturday. I think that if you do not, you're missing out. And I think that everyone has a duty that lives in the community, even those that probably don't live in the community. But you have a duty that you have to make sure what's happening in the area is going to happen on a positive level. Y'all, we got young people that are looking at us. We got young people we need to protect. We got older citizens that need to be able to just live their life peacefully. And the only way that we're going to be able to do this is if we do this as one unit, as he said, unity in the community. I mean, I know it's an overly used cliche, but that's what has to happen. And it don't need to happen for just one day, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. It needs to happen every day. It needs to happen every day. If you're not in contact with someone in the community about something every day, then you need to be putting down plans and ideas to bring to people that can make things happen. Only then will we achieve some unity in the community as we always say we want it. Look, I like to take time. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you. You guys are awesome. You continue to support the show, and I love you for it. The show is for you. I do this show for you. Later this week, if I'm not mistaken, I think Wednesday, to have Dre Larry and The Gift on the show. and that's going to be a great show. They're going to talk to you a little bit about who they are, and they're going to tell you who they are, and just you get a chance to know them before they perform for you on the 30th, and then the other subsequent days that they will be performing for the audience here in the Gastonia area and outside of Gastonia. So I'm looking forward to that. I have another guest that's going to come on the show this week on Thursday, and I'm looking forward to that. There's so many things going on, guys. So many things going on, and we are really, really we are really making some things happen. So I tell you this as I tell you each and every day. I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives to me each and every day. So if I don't see you tomorrow, I hope to see you tomorrow and the next day. You guys know that I love you. And I will see you later. So definitely been live in the day with Jay. See you on the next show.
Cool J.